Stories Podcast.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we all come together for the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds so fun, isn't it? Well, last week's winner, Ellison of Blogged Ellison, picked the topic of prunes. So we're going to hear a lot of stories about prunes. And, okay. Well, are you ready? Well, let's find out who won last week so we know who goes first. And that's a three-way tie. Caleb of the Black Tie Martini Club, Chris of, well, he was a Platypus Society, and Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Congratulations, all three. Now, I don't know if it was the mail system acting up, but Gmail did not have any story by Ellison in it. So, let's go with the two remaining winners. All right. And let's just flip a cat. Why is he never around when I need him? Oh well, we're going to go with Caleb of Black Tie Martini Club. Take it away, Caleb.
And now it's time for Poetry Corner. Today's poem is brought to you by your friends at the California Growers Association. Floating along upon balloons, you'll see them sometimes at the dunes. Nestled in among the loons, Vikings carving runes on prunes to chase away those raisin goons. The ancient magic of dried fruits, noblest of all pursuits, were singing raisins really cute? Or maybe created by suits. No, they were terrifying brutes, nearly destroying all mankind, insinuated in the mind of those to sights like magic blind, helpless as an old melon rind on which those raisins cruelly dined. But Viking prunes, all carved with runes, protect us all from home to mall. Safe in the street, thanks to Sunsweet.
Oh, thank you, Caleb. You can find more about him at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Now, the text for each story is in the show notes. And where are the show notes? They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, or whatever they sent me to link, and I babble it in here. But you can't click on my babble. No, you have to go to the show notes and click on that. Do we have any rookies this week? Of course not. Young people, prunes. Okay. It's time for the veterans. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more abuse, and we love them for it. Chris of Platypus Society, he won too. This is what happens when I try to do these way too early, okay? Here we go, Chris. Here's your story.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net, back for another 100-word challenge. On the subject of prunes. Here we go. When it came to Food Council adverts, Brad Thompson was a genius. Beef, it's what's for dinner. The incredible edible egg. Got milk? All his. All brilliant. So when the National Prune Council decided they want to improve their advertising presence, who did they call on? That's right, Brad Thompson. Just one problem. Brad had a stroke last year. He's pretty much fully recovered, except for the uncontrollable, involuntary swearing. We told the Prude Council about Brad's condition, but they insisted on him anyways. Oh well, I hope they like Brad's campaign idea.
Prunes. You'll shit like a fucking horse.
Okay, let's just mark it down 5 minutes 25 seconds, and that's where the explicit tag is earned. Has anyone been keeping track of that? Oh god, now someone's going to go back through all the episodes. Okay, forget I ever said that. Thank you, Chris. And maybe Brad Thompson could take over this podcast. All right. Now that we've got the winners settled again, no rookies. Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Lashana Tova to you, and what have you come up with?
Hi there, and Shana Tova. I'm Guy, and this is my entry for today's weekly challenge. But first, a short promo. Hi there, I'm Guy and I'm offering you unique electronica in reasonable prices for your projects, like the music you can hear playing in the background. Check out more of my music at www.guydavid.com, then contact me and we'll talk more about what I can offer you. My email is art@guydavid.com. The king loved his apricots. Everyone knew that. That is, everyone except the servant who brought him prunes by mistake. The king was furious and the sentence was immediate. Off with his head. Jasmineina, the servant's wife, was furious. Now, you don't want to anger a sorceress, especially not one of Jasmineina's skill level. In the morning, they found the king with an apricot tree growing off his gut, and very much alive. In the end, they just left him there. They say the king is still there, living off his apricot tree. He really loves his apricots.
Cool. You know, I once had a story about... I did a short story, 100 words, about kings. And, well, it wasn't 100 words exactly for each, but I'm working on that. And each story was the death of a king. And it went through the alphabet, 26 kings. And this reminds me of that. So, there you go. Thank you, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. And you can get good music from him. You'll find it at the beginning and end of this podcast, as well as the background of all my others. I need to get some scary music and some happy music, and I'll check in with you, Guy. I need to get more variety. All right, next up is Tom, a footnote. He collected up his stories recently and put it out on the Footnote podcast over there at footnote.libsyn.com. So let's see him build up yet another set of 8 things, starting with this one.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. I could have done a story about defending yourself from a man attacking with a prune, but I chose projectile crap instead. In the end, a much more absorbing tale. When they remove your wisdom teeth, they give you codeine for the pain. It does hurt quite nicely. The trouble is, it works a little too well. The prevailing wisdom to keep things flowing is to use the magic bullet of constipation, the prune. After day 3 of extraction, I was on the express bus halfway between San Jose and Santa Cruz. The lower intestines gurgled, twisted, and pulsed. I held tight, tears filling my eyes. When the bus reached the station, I leaped off and dashed for the John. The experience was nearly religious.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. You can check out more from Tom at the Footnote Podcast, footnote.libsyn.com. But that link's up at the show notes in case you don't feel like typing all that out. Typing out all that out. Well, we're going to head over to J.D. White now and see what he's put together on the subject of prunes.
Prunes, Lawrence, what has gotten into you? In trying to jumpstart my internal processes, I have read a bunch of the 3,421,276 net entries concerning prunes. So far, no luck. I have been sitting here in my little thinking room off the hall for the last 6 days attempting to flush out 100 words with prunes. This week, prunes have done nothing for me. You would think, at my age, prunes would do something. Come on, Lawrence. Do you really think that prunes are something that can help keep podcasting.isfullofcrap.com on a regular schedule? Oops, I've got to run now. Music tonight by the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Don't blame me. I did not come up with the topic. This was Ellison, and you'll notice I didn't get a story from him. Now, it may have been because of, say, the fact that I switched servers and there was a little bit of DNS weirdness, so I had two mailboxes going in parallel on the two servers, and the DNS would flip back and forth, and I think I got one forwarded to the other, and then I didn't, and blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, blame Ellison for the topic. Okay, next up is Terrence of Never Was. He's back. Oh, are we going to find out more about Raoul? Let's find out.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, back after quite a long absence. I had written a story for the 72nd weekly challenge, but just didn't get it recorded in time. I have sent it to Lawrence, so hopefully you'll be able to hear it here at some point. And here is my entry for the 74th weekly challenge, prunes. Raoul looked up as his brother entered the room. He carried a glass filled with a dark liquid. What is that? Since the whole pink is the new black thing, he had seen his brother trying on wigs, getting a manicure, and even going on a diet.
Prune juice.
Why?
I just realized that I'm not regular. I cannot even remember going to the bathroom.
He tipped the glass and drained it. The prune juice splashed against the floor between his feet. You do realize that you don't have a stomach.
What does that have to do with it?
I want to surround myself with the sickening stench of death.
Hi.
Thank you, Terrence. Oh, yeah. Let's find out what happens to Raoul next week. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point, who always wants your stories, and you can contribute, hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, all that stuff. Okay, she's going to tell you all that. I better just shut up and play the record.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from the fabulous one-person talk show, Hodgepodge Point, where nothing gets discussed, and we all leave sick and dizzy. For this week's challenge number 74, Prunes, I have a better written story from last week, titled Retirement and Rebirth. Growing up changed Charlie in a lot of ways. His health especially impacted how he saw his factory. This resulted in his products not holding the same quality as his mentors, and it showed in sales. Rather than revert back, he decided to, once again, open the factory to 5 lucky children. Tickets were randomly put into his merchandise and sent across the world. He then waited and watched. Months later, the 5 were gathered, all senior citizens. Apparently, his Choco Braco bars, caramel-covered prunes, and celery marshmallow whips had a market. The tour was just waiting for a few wheelchairs.
Ew. Actually, the celery marshmallow whips, okay, never mind. That was Liana of Hodgepodge Point. I'm just, ugh, prunes. Next up is Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, and apparently now the Second Style podcast. Who would sponsor such a thing? Well, let's check in with Daphne and see what she's come up with for this week.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. I'd also like to say thank you to Lawrence for being our sponsor. And this is my submission for the 100-word story challenge, topic being prunes. This is actually collaboration between me and Tamara, so I hope you enjoy it. When little Tamara took her bath, Mrs. Kirshner would sing her a song.
No,
she sang a song that made Tamara worry. She worried that just like a prune, she would be covered in wrinkles all the time. When little Tamara saw her fingers and toes start to wrinkle, she begged her mommy to let her out of the tub.
Face.
One night, little Tamara saw her mommy drawing the bath, and there was steam coming off the water. Tamara began to cry. She was afraid that she was turning into a prune.
No matter how young a prune may be, they're always getting stewed.
Give me a minute here. I'm just waiting for my eyes to uncross. Okay. Well, I'm sponsoring them. All right. Well, you can check out more from them at daphneandtamara.com or, maybe we should be pointing yakpenis.com at them now. All right. We've got one more. One more, and then I can go in the corner and cry. It's from Exus of the Pod Mafia podcast at podmafia.com/something-something-or-other. But you can find it at podmafia.com. And here she is with her tale.
Hello, everyone. This is Exus de la Croix with the Pod Mafia podcast. And this is my story this week, titled Prunes. Every year it was the same scary mansion, the same tattered ghosts, and the same creepy and disgusting gags to make the little kids squeal. This year, however, there was one small addition, a tar pit. While the parents waited anxiously for their little sweethearts to emerge from the fog unscathed, one dad yelled, "There's the tar pit! I hope they get across it, okay?" Everyone giggled knowingly. They slipped, they slided, and soon were covered in the sweet, sticky tar, laughing and giggling the whole time. Suddenly a mom shouted, "Oh, good grief, these children are covered in prunes!"
That reminds me of some good times. It also reminds me of the book Rant by Chuck Palahniuk. If you know what I'm talking about, you're... All right. Oh, wait. There is one more story. Oh, no. And the worst part about this is I don't think Z had the time to record this one, so I'm going to wind up having to play the part of the scientist in this one. But he just sent me the robot parts, so let's just see what I can put together out of this one. This is Planet Z and his story. The lesson for the day in the robotics lab was transformations. I started simple. Grapes become raisins.
How is this?
Said the robot.
Do they not also become wine?
Yes, but this is through a process of drying. Like plums becoming prunes. The robot pondered.
I do not know what a prune is.
They're dried plums.
What are they used for?
Making you shit easier, I mumbled. The next day, I walked into the lab and discovered that the robot had filled his carapace with prunes.
I still can't shit,
it said weakly. Circuits ruined by the acidic plum juice. Why do I let him get me into these things? And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about prunes. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting, yeah, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets, that kind of thing when I get around to it. Send me your addresses. I've got a stack of addresses. I need to send letters out. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcastready.com, that sort of thing. It's all there on the sidebar. The music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't it great? And you can get your own, too. There will be more of the usual stuff tomorrow, including Terrence's story. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in just a little bit. Also, itechtexan.com, kprcradio.com, going to be on there on Saturday, 1 through 4. Unless I get run over, or the folks at Starbucks do something. Give me a poison mocha latte or something. Well, anyway, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.